Okay, let's start again with the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Again, we've had many Mishnayos dealing with Tikkun HaOlam, laws to fix the world. Teaches the Mishnah, Ve'ein Lokchin Tzvarim Tfilin Mezuzas Min Ovdei Kochavim. We should not purchase a Sefer Torah, or a set of Tfilin, or a Mezuzah from a non-Jew. Yoser al kadei demehen. If they're charging more than the fair price, mipnei tikkun olam, to fix the world. And again, the same logic that we just saw before. There could be two explanations of fixing the world. Number one, it's a burden on the community to spend for something more than what it's worth. So that would be tikkun olam, to prevent the community from having to make such expenditures. Or number two, if we as a community will buy a Sefer Torah at an inflated price, we're going to encourage the non-Jews to kidnap more Sefer Torah or steal more Sefer Torah, which we don't want it to. Amar le Rav Budja le Rav Ashi. Rav Budja said to Rav Ashi, yes, we just can't spend more than what it's worth. But then what it is worth, we could buy it from them. So Shmamina Sefer Torah Shnim Sabiadov de Kochavim Korinbo. That means you can buy a Sefer Torah from a guy, and you can use it, and we're not worried. Maybe the guy wrote it for the sake of Avodah Zarah, right? If you got a Sefer Torah from a Christian group called Jews for Jesus, they interpret everything that they, you know, read and write in very Christological terms. That would be Avodah Zarah. So you could apparently you can buy a Sefer Torah from a Christian group, and you can say, well, we assume that it was done by Jews. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Not that you could buy it and read it. Dilma liganes, lignos. You can buy it and then put it away into Shemos. But you couldn't buy it and use it, because in terms of using, you'd have to worry. Maybe if it's in the hands of Goyim, it was written by Goyim for Avodah Zarah and not as a Sefer Torah.
But if it was a stolen Sefer Torah,
right.
you know, buy it from him, because they don't want it to
But you don't know if it's stolen. Maybe it was a Sefer Torah that they produced. Maybe they fixed something in it. Yeah, question?
The Kedusha that it has to do with lignos is because it's a Suffolk?
Exactly. Suffolk. No, it's a Suffolk. Maybe it's a Kosher Sefer Torah. Maybe it's an Avodah Zarah Sefer Torah. So to read it, you can't, because it may be an Avodah Zarah Sefer Torah. The Avodah Zarah Sefer Torah you would burn, as we're about to see.
I'm saying, but if you knew for sure
it was an Avodah... Doesn't have any kedusha at all. That's right. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman taught Naktina. We have the following tradition: Sefer Torah shaksav min. If you have a Sefer Torah written by a Jew who is addicted to Avodah Zarah, let's say Jews for Jesus, right? It may not even be a non-Jew. Most of Jews for Jesus are non-Jews, but you can have some that are Jewish. But they're really, you know, they're always thinking about Christian, you know, Jesus, and, you know, Kiddush is the blood of Jesus, and all of these things. They interpret everything in terms of Avodah Zarah. So if they write a Sefer Torah, you sorry if you burn it, because it's a piece of Avodah Zarah. Even though it has Hashem's name in it, it's a piece of Avodah Zarah. Ksava Ovdei Kochavim, if a non-Jew writes it, then yiganes, you bury it. Nimtza Biyadmin, if you just have a Sefer Torah, you don't know that this, you know, Jews for Jesus guy wrote it, but he has it, yiganes, you can't read it because maybe he wrote it. On the other hand, maybe he didn't write it. Maybe it was the Sefer Torah that a Jew wrote and he got his hands on it, so therefore you should bury it. Nimtza Biyadovit Kochavim, if you have a Sefer Torah found in the hands of a non-Jew, Amri le yiganes, some say the same suffix. Maybe the non-Jew is the guy who wrote it, and therefore you have to bury it. But Amri le korinbo, some say you could read out of a Sefer Torah that a non-Jew has, because number one, maybe a Jew wrote it, and number two, even if a non-Jew wrote it, according to this opinion, if a non-Jew writes a Sefer Torah not for the sake of Avodah Zarah, then you would be able to use it, according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman continued further. There are three brisos about this topic. Number one, Sefer Torah Shaksavo Ovid Kochavim, a Sefer Torah written by a non-Jew, an idolater. Tani Chada, one brisa says he's sorry if it should be burned. Tani Idach Yiganes, another brisa says it should be buried. Tani Idach, a third brisa said if the non-Jew wrote a Sefer Torah, Korbo, you can use it. So obviously it's a contradiction, so you have to say it's different Tanaim. So Lo Kash, it's not a problem. Hada Tanya Yisarif, the brisa that says it should be burned, that's the view of Rebbe Lezer, the Amar, who says, Stam Machsheves Ovid Kochavim, Lavodas Kochavim. If a guy wrote something, you have to assume that he's thinking Avodah Zarah, and therefore If a Sefer Torah is written for Avodah Zarah, it's Avodah Zarah, it has to be burned. Had the Tanya the Brisa that said Yigane is the Sefer Torah written by the guy should be put aside. Hi Tanya, who? That's a different Tanya. The Tanya Rav Hamnuna Breder Rava Mi Pashronia. Rav Hamnuna, the son of Rava, said, you know, taught a Brisa, taught the following Brisa, Sefer Torah, Tfilin and Mezuzos, Sheksavo Masur, or Ove Kochavim, a Sefer Torah, Tfilin or Mezuzos that were written by a fellow who hands Jews and their property over to the non-Jews, or it was written by a non-Jew, or written by an Eved Kenani, or by an Isha, or by a woman, or by a Katan, or by a Kuti, or by the Samaritans, or Yisrael Mummer, a Jew who is, you know, rejecting deliberately Jewish law, Psulin, that Sefer Torah is Pasul. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Ukshartem lo'osal yodecha, and then it says, so it links writing with the fulfilling, so called Sheshno Bekshira, those who, number one, are obligated to put on tefillin, and number two, believe in putting on tefillin. Yeshno Bekshira are the ones who can write the tefillin, called Sheshno Bekshira, those who either aren't obligated, like a non-Jew, or who don't believe in it, like a Kuti or a Min, or Mummer, Eino Bekshira do not have the ability to write tefillin. So therefore, since they, if they were to write tefillin, it would be pasul, it has to be put aside. But Tanya, the third Brisa, who said that a Sefer Torah that a non-Jew wrote is actually kosher, is another Tana. That's a third Tana. Hi Tana, who the Tana went in a Brisa. Lokhin Svar Menov de Kochavim B'chol Makom. This Brisa says you can buy Sefer Torah from Goyim wherever they might be, so long as they are written correctly. There was a story, in fact, with a guy in Sidon, Shayakosev Svarim, he was writing Sifrei Torah, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Likach Mimenu, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that you could buy these Svarim from him. So according to this Tana, apparently this drasha doesn't exist. We don't say you need to be obligated and fulfilling in order to write, and therefore, you can even have a Sefer Torah written by a guy. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara asked, I don't understand. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allowed you to buy a Sefer Torah from a guy? I don't understand. Ibud Lishman Bay, we know that he holds that the parchment on which you, in which you put the tefillin sections and on which you write the tefillin sections has to be manufactured l'shem kedushas tefillin, for the sake of the tefillin. So Ksiva Lishman Loba, he's not going to require that the writing of the tefillin be done with Shem Kedushas tefillin. The time we lived in a Braisa, Tzipan Zahav, if you surround, if you cover the boxes of the tefillin with gold, O Shetal Alein or Behemot Tmei, or you put on them the skin of a non-kosher animal, Psulos, the tefillin are pasul, or Behemot Zahor, if you put on them the skin of a kosher animal, Ksheros, but this is so, even though this skin wasn't cut and manufactured for the sake of tefillin. However, Bishimah Gamil Omer, Afilu or Behema Tahora would be possible, even if you put a kosher animal skin as the cover of the batim, would be possible, Achi Abdin Lishman, unless the skin was manufactured, the shame, Kedushas Tefillin. So if he holds that the skin is to be made Lishem Kedushas Tefillin, it doesn't even hold that the writing has to be Lishem Kedushas Tefillin. I'm a Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, when that situation where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allowed people to buy tefillin from a non-Jew, and Sidon, it was really a Jew. He was a ger. He was a convert, though. Shechazer l'suro. He went back to behaving in the non-Jewish way. So I said, I understand. L'suro, if he went back to behaving in the non-Jewish way, Kosha came to Havalei Min, so that's like the Jews for Jesus. That's a guy who was Jewish and now is all into non-Jewish theology. He's going to make things that are Avodah Zarah. It should be burned. So how could he let him go back? Amar Rav Ashi said, no, it was Shechozo L'suro Mishum Yira. It was a non-Jew who had converted. The non-Jews were upset that he had converted and they threatened to kill him. So to save his life, he started acting in the non-Jewish way again. But really, he was a Jew. He was a Morano. So since he was really a Jew, that's where Rav Shimon Gamliel said that the tefillin that he wrote, people could buy and people could use. Yeah. So we learned in the Mishnah that you cannot buy from the non-Jews, say for Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos at inflated prices. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Malin b'dmei mat k'dei tarpiak. You could, though, spend a little bit more than you would spend at a Jewish store to get it away from the non-Jews. My tarpiak, what is this tarpiak more that you could spend? Amar Rav Sheshes Istura, a sela medina. In other words, an eighth of a sela tsuri you could have at an added price just to get it away from them. Hahitai, there was this Arab caravan leader, a woman. The icy chaita de tefillin lekamid abaye. She once brought a bag filled with tefillin in front of Abaye. Amale, so Abaye said, Yahavili reish reish betami, would you give me each pair for a couple of dates? Imla ziyara. She got filled with rage, with poison, there was venom coming out of her eyes. You insult me, you're going to give me some dates for the tefillin of yours? So Shakla, she took the bag, Shetinu b'nahara, and she threw it into the river. Amar Sabaya said, you know what, Loi Baili, Liz Al Zaluni Ba'apa Kulihai, I shouldn't have insulted her to her face so badly, because at the end of the day, yeah, we have the law of the Mishnah, that you're not supposed to overpay. But on the other hand, if we really insult them, they're going to cause the desecration of that which is holy and throw it into the river. And that was a mistake.
I just want to add, it's amazing to me that at all, this, you know, Sadiqim, Tanaim, Amoraim can even have this discussion because it's against any halakha. It's a Jew, he must be Shomer Mitzvot, he must be.
Well, that's the conclusion. There was a Tana who disagreed, but that is the conclusion. The conclusion is what you said. But there was a Tana who disagreed. He thought even a non-Jew could write tefillin. Next Mishnah, again another Takana. Hamotzi asistu mishumra, a person who gives a get to his wife because there are rumors that she's had an affair. Lo yachzir, he can never remarry her. If he divorces his wife, mishum neder, because she's made nedarim that make it impossible for him to live with her and he doesn't like the nedarim, lo yachzir, he can never remarry her again. Gemara is going to have a machlokas amoraim why we had these two takanos. Some say it's because if he divorces her for a reason, like the rumors about her or the nedarim, so if he'd be able to remarry her after giving her such a divorce, we're worried that she might go and remarry. At that point, of course, he can never remarry because it's machzer gushaso, but he's going to turn around and claim it never was a get. It was a get only because of the rumor. The rumor was false. It was a get because she was making a darim. I didn't know I could be matir neder. And then he's going to say it was never a get. He's going to cause people to think that her children from husband number two are mamzerim. So in order to prevent that, they said, listen, when you're divorcing, this is absolute. You know, the moment you give her a get because of her nadarim, or you give her a get because of her what they say about her, you're never going to be able to get her again. And he says, fine, I'm divorcing anyway. I know I'm never going to be able to remarry her. So that's already so serious, he's not going to be able to make a claim later that the whole get was made by mistake. That's one explanation of this takana. That's called Mishum Kilkul. And the second explanation is really that we don't like women who are flamboyant or prutzos or women who engage in making nedarim. So therefore, when a woman made so many nedarim or was so flirtatious that there were rumors about her, they said if she gets divorced by this, she can't ever remarry. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol neder
she
can't remarry him. Correct. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends on the neder. Kol neder she'adu bo rabim lo yachzir. If it's a neder that was public, so that Rabbi Yehuda holds a public neder can't be reversed. So therefore, so if that's why he divorced her, he cannot remarry her. However, if he divorced her for a neder that is not public, yachzir, he is allowed to remarry her because a neder that's not public is not such a big deal. We don't have to be so worried about people making those nedarim. Rabbi Meir says it depends. Kol neder shetzarech chakiras chacham. If he divorced her based on a neder that requires a chacham to be made to be matir to permit, lo yachzir, can't remarry her. However, she'ein tzarech chakiras chacham, but a neder that you don't need a chacham to reverse, the husband himself could reverse, and that's why he divorced her with it. Yachzir, he is allowed to remarry her, and because if he himself could reverse it, really he doesn't have the ability to ever mess her up once she would remarry, because we would say to him, hey, you could have rejected that neder earlier. You can't say now there's a problem. Amar Belazar Belazar said, Lo Asru Zeh Elam Ipnei Zeh. Rabbi Elazar says that the Chachamim prohibited a man from remarrying a wife whom he divorced because of a neder that requires a Chacham to remove it because of a situation of a husband who divorced his wife because of a neder that he himself could remove. In other words, according to Rabbi Elazar, the logic is we're worried about the husband if he could remarry. If we didn't have a law where we had to tell him, listen, this is final. We're worried that when he would divorce, maybe he would try to mess her up were she to marry somebody else. But Rabbi Elazar holds that that's true mostly with a neder that he makes. In other words, a neder that he can reverse. Because he could say, if I would have known I could have reversed her nedarim, I never would have divorced her, so the divorce was all a mistake. But when it's something which requires a chakiras chacham, so he can't claim that, I didn't realize she could have removed the neder, and therefore the get was all a mistake, because husbands don't like to bring their wives to a bezdin, so it's really not a claim that, he might try to reverse himself on the get.
How about if you reverse, that he has to go to chacham?
Things that impact him, he can reverse. Things that don't impact him, you have to go to a chacham. Right? So if she says, I make a neder not to have marital relations with you, that he himself could reverse. But if she said, I make a neder, that doesn't impact him, I'm going to go to school or something. So then he gets annoyed that she makes decisions, gets annoyed by it. Yeah.
If the rumors down the road, he found out that the rumors about her were false.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was the cause of giving her the get.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to go back again?
That's the point. According to the Tanakhama, no, can't go back.
He cannot go back, even if the rumors were false.
Yes.
Now, how about what happens for the sake of children? They may go in the wrong way because of the marriage is falling apart or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. For the sake of children, can he marry her again just to save the children?
Rabbi Yehuda said another story. Maisa bit Sidon. There was a story in Sidon. Be'echad shamal ishto, a guy who said to his wife, Konam im. The opposite. He said, I'm making a neder. I'm not going to eat certain things if I don't divorce you. The gersha, and then he divorced her. So it's not that she made nedarim. He made the neder. In this case, the chacham said he could remarry her. Says the Gemara, let's start with the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a guy divorces his wife complaining about her nedarim, or he divorces his wife complaining about the rumors that he's heard about her behavior, the Chachamim instituted that he cannot remarry her. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Vuhusha Amar La Mishum Shem Rani Motziech. This is true if when he divorced her, he said, I'm doing it because of the rumors, or Mishum Neder Ani Motziech, I'm divorcing you because of all your Nidzarim. That is the view of Rav Nachman. Chasavar Rav Nachman is of the opinion, time am I, what's the reasoning of this law? Mishum Kilkula, we're worried that when a husband divorces a wife for reasons of nedarim or affairs, the wife is then going to go and marry somebody else. He's going to have a bunch of kids from that person. And then he's going to come and try to mess her up. He's going to say, you know what? I divorced you based on rumors, but the rumors are false. I divorced you based on nedarim, but you know what? I could really live with the nedarim. I didn't realize I could be matir neder, or the chacham could be matir neder. There never was a divorce. The kids are mamzerim. And you mess her up. And therefore we say that we don't allow him to, when he gives such a divorce for such reasons, he has to know it's final, and therefore he can't mess her up anymore. So Imam al-Lahachi, if he told her that he's divorcing her for these reasons, so Matzi Makalkala, later on he could try to mess her up by claiming, since it was only based on these reasons, it never was a get. But if he never said that was the reason, Lo Matzi Makalkala, he's not going to be able to claim that, hey, it was never a get because I didn't realize that really it was a false rumor. Because we don't know that you were giving the get because of those rumors. You never said so, and you're not believed to claim that. Ikadami, a different version though, the Amar of Yosef Ben Yumi, Amar of Nachman, Sarach Shiomer La. He has to tell her, when he gives her the get, Hevi Yodas, you should know that Mishum Shem Rani Motzieich, I'm divorcing you because of the rumors, or Mishum Ned Rani Motzieich, I'm divorcing you because of the Nidarim. You should know that. And according to this, apparently, right, he's saying he should say that, but apparently even if he didn't say that, he wouldn't be able to remarry her, because this version is, that time am I, what's the reason of this takana, that if he divorces her because of rumors, he cannot remarry her? It's not so much because of what we're worried of what he might do to her, but rather, we don't want Jewish girls to be lightheaded about making nedarim or about being flirtatious. And therefore we say that if that flirtatious behavior or nedarim making behavior caused a divorce, you're never going to be able to remarry. And therefore he has to tell her, the reason why this is a divorce that's so final is because it's because of your behavior. He has to tell her that. He should tell her that. But even if he didn't tell her that, nevertheless, this law would still apply.
Rabbi, is this conditional? If these rumors are true, then the get is valid? And where do we see that we have to disclose, a man has to disclose?
No, we're saying that depending on what's the reasoning of the Mishnah, maybe he has to tell her why he's giving her the divorce. Because if the reason of this law that she can't ever come back to him with this divorce is because we want to punish her, she should know why she's being punished.
He's being punished too, in the same
way. All right. Okay.
Disclosure.
The man has the right to anywhere, Ben Gareshon, as he see. But I think if he does it and he just puts his Shem Ra and she's clean, I think there is Nezakim here.
Okay.
I'm not going into.
Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Kalish Nakama, like the first version, which is that the reason of this law is that we don't want husbands to eventually later make trouble. Tanya, we have a different Braisa, Kalish Nabasa, that the reason of the law of the Mishnah, not because we don't want husbands to make trouble, but we want to impress upon women how important it is not to be flirtatious or making nedarim. Tanya, Kalish Nakama, we have a Braisa like the first version. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said like this, Mipnei Ma'amru, why did the sages say that Amotzias Ishto Mishum Shem Ralo Yachzir, if he divorces her because of the rumors, he cannot remarry her, even if she didn't marry somebody else in between, or Mishum Nader Lo Yachzir, if he divorces her because of her nedarim, he cannot remarry her. The issue is like this, Shema Teilech Fatina Asi Le'acha, we're worried that she might go and marry somebody else. And then, V'nim Tzudvar of Bado, and then it's going to come out that the rumors were false, so it could come out later that the neder is removed by a chacham. V'yomer, and he's going to claim, Yilua Yisio De'ashakein, who, if I would have known that it was so, I feel him, I would never have divorced her. Even if they would have given me 100 mana, I wouldn't have divorced her. And therefore, he's now claiming, V'nimtza get batel ubanem amzerim. He's claiming that the get is all annulled. It was a mistake, and the children are amzerim. The fichachomim lo, that's why, to prevent that from ever happening, when he gives the get, we tell him, Hevi yodeh, I realize, shamotzi esishtu mishum shemra, lo yachzir mishum neder lo yachzir. Listen, when you are divorcing, this is final. When you divorce her because of a rumor or because of nedarim, you're never going to be able to remarry her. So when you tell him that it's so final, and he says, I'm going ahead anyway, that means he doesn't like her. To do something which is final, it means he doesn't like her, regardless of what the reasons are. He doesn't like her because it's something final. And therefore, he's not going to be able to make a claim later to try to mess her up. That's version number one. But version number two is Tanya Kalishna Braisa. We have a Braisa like the second version. That Amr Belazib Reb Yossi. Reb Belazib Reb Yossi said, Mipnei Ma'amra Motzi Asishtu Mishum Shem Ra Lo Yachzir Mishum Nedar Lo Yachzir. Why did the sages make a rule that a get given to her because of rumors, or a get given to her because of nedarim, he can't remarry her? Why? Shlo Yehu Ben Osi Shol Prutus by Raya Subin Adarim. In order to make sure that Jewish girls are scared off of Arayos or Nedarim. L'fichach Omimlo, that's what they tell him. Emorla, you need to tell her when you're giving her the get. That was the second version of Rabbi Nachman. Hevi Yodas, I'm telling you, this is a get which is very strong. You know why? Because the reason why this get is coming is Mishum Shem Rani Motzieh. I'm divorcing you because of all the rumors I've heard about you. Or Neder Ani Motzieh. I'm divorcing you because of the Nedarim that you made. And therefore, when she knows that it's because of the Nedarim, then she'll understand why it's so strong and she can't remarry him. We learned in our mission that there were actually Tanaim arguing about these laws. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Neder Sheyadu Bo Rabim, if he divorced her because of a neder that was public, Lo Yachzir, he can't remarry her. But if he divorces her because of a neder, Shelo Yadu Bo Rabim, that is not public, Yachzir, he's allowed to remarry her. So why? Apparently, a neder which is public, there is no way, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to remove. So since there's no way to remove a public neder, so there's no fear that he might mess her up. He can't mess her up later. Because the only way to mess her up is to claim that it never was a get, because the neder is not a problem. The neder is always going to be a problem, so he can't mess her up. So that's his reasoning. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda who says in a neder made in public can't be removed? Because the pasuk says that there were this tribe, the Givonim, who came to Yehoshua and claimed that they came from far away and they wanted to join the Jewish people. Yehoshua converted them and they discovered these were locals from Israel. These were part of the Shiva Umos, part of the seven nations. And the pasuk says, "V'loi kum b'nei Yisrael." The Jewish people did not hit them. They did not kill them. Ki nishbu lehem nesiyei ha'edah, because the leaders had promised to them. So you see that an edda that's made in public by the leaders, it can't be reversed.
How do you define public, Rabbi?
Well, see, the Gemara will talk about it. Either 10 or 3. The Gemara is machlokas. Rabbanan, they'll tell you, Hassam, over there, wasn't an oath at all? I mean, it wasn't because it was public that they couldn't beat them up. First of all, Michal Ashvu Alayu Klal, was there any oath? Kevin Damelu, once these Givonim said, Meretz Rechoka Banu, we came from a faraway land. The Lobo, and they didn't come from a faraway land. So Lo Chai Lashvu Alayu Klal, there never was an oath on them. Haid Lo Katluna, why didn't they kill them? Mishum Kedushas Hashem, because it would have given Judaism a bad name. Because here, it looked like they had converted, and then to kill them would have given Judaism a bad name. Kama Rabin, what is a public group? That was Baruch's question, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a neder made in public can never be removed, so therefore if he divorced her because of a neder made in public, he can't ever mess her up, because it could never be removed, so then he could remarry her right away if she didn't marry somebody in between. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman said, Shlosha, a neder made in front of 3 people. Rav Yitzchak Amar Asara, a neder made in front of 10 people. Rav Nachman Amar Shlosha, Rav Nachman said, 3 people is already public, because we know that Yamim is 2, Shnayim. Yamim Rabim, many days, is already Shlosha, 3. And Rav Yitzchak Amar Asara, it's 10, because the pasuk says, by the Meraglib, he badlumi toche dara azo, separate from this wicked group. Or ad masa leida razos, how long do we need this wicked group? And the wicked group was 10, because Kalev and Yehoshua were righteous spies. So of the 12 spies, 10 was the group that was bad. Then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kol neder, any neder, shetzarech hakiras chacham, that he divorced her, and it's a type of neder that a chacham can remove, lo yachzir, he can't remarry her. However, if he divorced her because of a neder that he himself could remove, then he could remarry her. Again, because as we explained, Rabbi Meir holds that the logic is that we're worried he might mess her up. If it's something which has chakiras chacham that he could mess her up about in theory, because he could claim, oh, I didn't know that it was being removed, it's being removed. But if it's a neder that he himself could remove, he can't mess her up later, because what's he going to claim? Oh, I didn't know I could remove it. Of course you know you could remove it. You chose not to. Tanya lived in a braisa. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Lo asru tzarech, elam ipnei eino tzarech. Rabbi Lezer says, they only said that if a man divorces his wife because of a neder that needs a chacham to remove it, he can't remarry her because of a case of divorcing his wife with a neder that doesn't need a chacham to remove it. That where you, it was only to make a decree. So the Gemara asks, what's the argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazarus? Rabbi Meir, Savar Adam Rotsa Shetis Baza Ishto Bevesdin. A husband doesn't mind if his wife has to go into Bezdin to remove an edger. So therefore, since the husband doesn't remind Chachamim removing the Darim, in a case where he divorced her because of a neder that the Chacham can remove, we're worried that he's going to claim it was all a mistake because the Chacham has removed it. However, Rabbi Elazar Savar, that's never a claim. Ein Adam Rotsa Shetis Baza Ishto Bebezdin. A man would never want his wife to go into Bezdin and have the Chacham remove her Nedarim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa B'tzidon, there was a story in Sidon where the husband made the neder. My Tana Dekatani Maisa. What are you starting to tell us the story? We're talking about Tana where the wife made the Nedarim. What's going on now? So the thing's missing. This is what it meant. This law is when she makes a neder. But if he made the neder, Yahzir is always allowed to remarry her. There was a story in Tzidon where a guy said, I'm going to prohibit things on me if I don't divorce you, and he divorced her. The Chacham let him remarry her. She asked him, they took an olam to fix the world. My konam, what was this nether that he made? Rav Huna said, Yehoshua kol perish of olam alai. All the fruits of the world are prohibited to me as if they're a carbon. I'm any megashach if I don't divorce you. They let him remarry her. Pshita, why not? So Madatim, you might have thought to say, Ligzor, we should make a decree. He can't marry her. Mishum to Rabbi Nassan, based on the law of Rabbi Nassan. The Tanya, because we learned in a Brice, Rabbi Nassan says it's always bad to make Nidarm. Rabbi Nassan, Omar, Noder, Kilu, Banabama. If you make a nether, it's as if you built a false altar. Hamakaimo, if you fulfill the nether, Kilu, Ikavale, a carbon, it's as if you brought a carbon. So therefore, he made a nether. We should punish him and not allow him to remarry her. Kamash Malana, we don't do that. Yipnei Tikkun Olam, they allowed him to remarry her to fix the world. Nai Tikkun Olam, Iko, what was the fixing of the world? Rav Sheshes said, Yipnei Tikkun Olam is not saying that that's why they allowed him to remarry her. The reason why they don't allow a man who divorces his wife because of Nedarim is Mipnei Tikkun Olam to fix the world for what are the reasons that we said earlier. And Ravina Amal Olam Asefa, it is referring to the end. V'achi Katani, this is what it means. Ein Bezom Yipnei Tikkun Olam. If he made the Neder, there's no fixing of the world to prevent him to remarry her, and we do allow him to remarry her. Thank you.